produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee, of the USA.
His name, in his name, there's power, there's authority. His name is recognizable. The Bible says the most scandalous, fight were the demons, the ones that beat up the sons of Sceva. They said, yeah, we know Jesus. So he said, in my name, they're going to go, okay, wait a minute, right? But there's a battle of carnality, because these boys said, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. We want you to come out in Jesus, and we want you to do it because of Paul, right? Not because of me, because I'm not consecrated. He said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that what I do, that my Father may be what? Glorified in the Son. Come on. If you shall ask anything, I'm going to try to be finished in a few minutes. I know it's already been a long weekend for you. I am. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will what? Do it. He's up there in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Giving commentary and acknowledgement and approval. He is the yes and amen at the right hand of the Father. So yeah, you can do that. She down there talking big stuff. Yeah, you can do that. She says something about, amen, I got to go. Yeah. Do what she said. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you love me, keep my what? You think he meant that? You think he meant that? And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another what? Comforter. I'm leaving, but I'm going to leave power with you. I'm going to leave success with you. I'm going to leave flawlessness with you. I'm going to leave efficiency with you. I'm going to leave victory with you, right? That he may abide with you, he says, forever. Come on. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall, it says, be in you. Praise God. So, this same Spirit with the same goal has been given unto us for the purposes of accomplishing our assignment and his assignment in the earth. Amen, somebody. Amen. So he says, because of this, we talked about the same mind. We've talked about the same Spirit. Because of this, because we have the same mind, and it was purposeful to give you same mind first, because you got to have the same mind for you can have the same what? Spirit. But because we've got the same mind and we have the same Spirit, we can have the what? Same power. Look at Matthew 28, 18, three verses in Matthew 28. Amen. Three verses over there. He says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Well, you say, well, so he's clear. He says, I got all power in heaven and I got all power in earth. Right? And you say, well, and the devil is in hell. And I mean, how come he don't have all power in hell? Well, he already went down into the belly of the beast, led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. So he already top rope elbowed everything down there. Kaboom, kabam, took everything of value from down there. Are y'all hearing me? He already did that. But he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Okay. So our prayer is, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in what? Heaven. So why are you concerned about hell? The devil ain't down there no way. He up here what stuff got took from him. So he says, all power is given unto me in what? Heaven and in what? Earth. All power is given unto me. And you know, we have to, as believers, you know, we have to watch the enemy, because the enemy will make us conspiracy theorists. He will have us living in the land of there is a devil behind every doorknob. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And Jesus said, just focus on heaven and earth. You don't have to be, come on, an expert on hell. You just need to know you don't want to go there. And how to keep people out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible, Jesus didn't even say, learn to be crafty in Satan's devices. He said, we are not ignorant. That's all present. We are not ignorant. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Of his devices. Because he uses things, including conspiracy. You know, people are all going off in all different directions based on stuff that gets posted on social media. And it's amazing to us. If we see it somewhere, it's got to be true. Do you see that person said right there? And they said, well, how does that make it true? They're just another person with an opinion. You got to do a lot more research than that. Well, I researched this person, and that person said, yeah, I agree with them. What they said is true. That don't make it true either. And so he makes us, are you hearing me, conspiracy theorists. And we just convinced, right? We don't get all the facts. We don't get all the detail. And here's what happens. Here's the way conspiracy works. You started with an inclination. You started with an idea. And so your research is to the point to where you're trying to prove. That's the same thing the world does. It's a worldly way of doing things. You're trying to prove what you thought was true. And the problem is with when you're trying to prove what you already thought was true is you stop at something that might suggest what you thought was true before getting to the conclusion of the matter. Are y'all hearing me? And so we end up, amen, you know, facilitating conspiracies. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying to you? And but he's saying, amen, that I have all power. And he says it right here. He says it's given unto me in what? Heaven and in earth, the two most important places. Now, he might have power on Mars. But why do I care? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I need to spend all my time trying to understand his power in heaven and his power on earth. I don't need to be trying to understand power on Mars. We ain't up there yet. I don't know if I'm going if they go. Because the Bible says he coming back to earth and say, come back to Mars. I might be on Mars when he come back. Are y'all hearing me? I might be on Mars when he comes back and I get left behind because I was in the what? Wrong place. Studying the wrong stuff. Getting involved in the wrong things. The book will help us. In heaven and in earth, verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing. Here's the instruction. Here's the direction. Baptizing them in the what? Name of the Father and of the Son and of the what? Holy Ghost. Baptizing them. Yeah. Jesus says he has all power, which means we have the same power. What's mine is yours. So therefore, in verse 19 connects verse 18, amen, and it's connected because he says, I have the power, you go. Okay, let's do this again. Let's read 18, 19 again. We're going to be finished in a minute. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto who? He didn't say all power is given unto you. He said all power is given unto me. Let me be concerned about the administration of it. Verse, come on. Now read verse 19. Go ye therefore. I got the power, so you go. I have the power, so you go. That's about operating in a level of confidence. Therefore, you go. Now, we've already read where he talks about, amen, he tells us, amen, that we've got to deal with what? We got to have the same mind. You must deal with carnality. That's why I try to teach the church, because I think that's one of the biggest battles spiritually that the enemy is trying to combat the church with, right? He's trying to tell the church carnality is a thing of, is a figment of imagination, and it's something that people are just trying, amen, to get people so they can't be themselves. We must defeat carnality. But when we do that, he says, now go therefore, teach what? All nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son. This is about salvation, isn't it? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now go down here to chapter to Philippians. Skip. I know I said verse 20, but go down to Philippians 3. We'll come back to 20. Philippians 15, amen, through 20, 3:15. He says, amen, because see, I'm trying to deal with this whole thing because we misunderstand perfect. In other words, Jesus never intended to have a power decrease because we're the ones ministering. Now, we don't have the spirit without measure, but the church does. Okay, y'all missed that. Amen. We don't have, in other words, an individual doesn't have the spirit without measure, right? But if you got the Holy Ghost, is the Holy Ghost got, is he measured? Or is he all powerful? And so, amen, he never intended to have a power decrease because we're ministering, amen, but we have a tendency to allow the enemy to tell us to think these thoughts. We're not much. We can't do much because we're not Jesus. But we have the same power. We are making excuses for being less, living a lesser life. God doesn't expect perfect in the sense of no mistakes, because we all fall short there, in the sense of no mistakes. But he does expect them to be mistakes, not on purposes. Y'all see the difference? There's a difference between I'm going to do my best and I'm going to make some mistakes, as opposed to, well, you know, we human. We only human. I'm going to do this thing because this is what I want to do. And I got this excuse of being human. And so I'm going to, what you're doing is you're solidifying powerlessness. Are you hearing me? They need to be mistakes, not on purposes. Yeah. Yeah, that's my word. Not on purposes. They need to be. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we operate in the excellency of the Spirit. He said, let us therefore, as many, hallelujah. See, perfect is a mindset, not a scorekeep. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus what? Minded. As many as be perfect, be thus minded. So in other words, it's about having a perfect mindset. What mindset? The mind of Christ. It's about seeing the word of God and saying, that's what I want, the word of God. I don't want some compromise. I don't want, come on somebody. Don't you define it for me. Let the word define it for me. Because if you define it for me, you're going to define in some kind of carnality, because we have a tendency to defend carnality in the church. You know the world going to do it. We're going to see it here in a minute. Be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall do what? So God is saying, I'm going to show you where you're trying to flow in carnality. And the one thing I've learned about the Lord is when the Lord tried to tell us about something and we don't pay any attention to it, he stopped talking to us about it. He is not a time waster. That's why you see somebody just committing sin and they just, you know what I mean? It ain't bothering them none. God stopped talking to them about it. But that don't mean, she said that this is her baby. This book is her baby. That don't mean you ain't having babies. Our society right now is a society where we had babies without conviction. Are you hearing what I'm saying? and they have no value for life. They have no value. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They have no value for people. They don't even think they're going to live long. That's where they get the courage to go out and do the stuff they do. They ain't expecting to live long. They're not trying to get to 70, 90, and 100 like you are. They don't expect to live long. So that's why they had the courage to go out. You know what I mean? Bang, bang, bang. I was reading where there's an apartment complex in the city, right? Where they put them on, what is it? They got them on, what is it? They have some sort of an ordinance violation, a public nuisance. Where they say, y'all can't do any more leases. Y'all can't take on any more tenants. And when these leases are up, we're going to shut it down and knock it down. Now, I made up the last part. It's got to be where it's going. Or to get rid of the owner. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They said, I think they said it's been like, in the last year, it's been like 120 shootings, 20 deaths, and it just goes on and on and on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, watch this now. They said the tenant makeup is 90% women and children. Do you think women are doing the crime? No, it ain't even the children doing the crime. It's the baby daddy's doing the crime. Are y'all hearing me? But we have a society, you see what I'm saying, that wasn't developed. Y'all remember scriptures like train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it? Y'all remember scriptures that we don't quote no more, like, you know, if you beat him, he will not die? The rod of correction. Y'all remember scriptures like that? They ain't in the Bible no more. We don't even. They're still in there? It's still in the Bible. What? Are y'all hearing me? And I remember my pastor, Felton Rogers. He was telling me this about his daughters. He said, I'm going to beat them. Because if I don't beat them, the police going to beat them. And when they beat them, they're going to kill them. Am I still on camera? Are y'all hearing me? Now, I'm not defending police brutality. I think it's horrible. I'm fed up with it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I think it's horrible. And I know I'm just kind of rambling now, but I'm going to quit here in just a minute. There was a case, and apparently I just heard about it, but it happened like a year ago, where there was a man that was running from the police in his car. Down there south of this, in North Mississippi. He was running from the police trying to get away. I don't know what he did. And the police was chasing him. It was two or three cars, right? So he ran off the road. His car got stuck in the mud. They stopped him. They got out, right? And so now somebody said this. Well, because what they did was they beat him. And they turned the dog, they let the dog out, and the dog ate him while they beat him. I mean, they come out. Now, he come out of the car like this with his hands up. In other words, I was running, but that's all I did. I was just running. So running is what? Jail worthy. Okay, he got his hands up. You got a gun. You got a dog. You got a taser. You got a stick. He got his hands up. Take him to jail, right? Now they're going to beat him. So somebody said, well, they'll run from the police. You see what I'm saying? So he ran. That's what jail is for. Take him to jail, right? No, we're going to beat him. Okay, you don't run from the police. Well, my thought is this. You ain't going to have to everybody, nobody run from you as the police no more. Now, I don't know what they did, but hopefully what they did was make sure he wasn't the police no more. So you ain't got to worry about that no more. Nobody run from you as police no more. Make sure he was not the police anymore. Are you hearing me? But what we have is the society is breeding. In other words, we think criminal two wrongs make a right. Criminal activity, you see what I'm saying, is the enemy wants to spawn criminal activity everywhere. But it starts with us putting the right mindset in our children. It starts with us, amen, whether it is a situation, I talked about this last week, whether it is a situation where it is our children or whether it is God's children or foster children or whatever, mentorship, right? Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? what we can help. But it's so spread out now that it takes a heavily praying society, right? Ready to mobilize with what Jesus said in Matthew. We're going back there. What he said in Matthew, not yet. What we mobilize with what Jesus said, right? To go ye therefore, in baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. I remember when I was a youth pastor and we would go into a project community that was just right across the street from our church, right downtown. And we would go in there and get the children and bring them back to the church and teach them and, you know what I mean? And just, you know, give them enjoyment and fun and teach them and feed them and all that kind of stuff. And probably 75% of the parents could care less about where they were going or who they were going with. Could care less. Are you hearing me? Therefore, let us, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall do what? Reveal this unto you. Lord, let me be where I can allow you to reveal things to me, and I yield to them. Let me humble myself. As bad as Nebuchadnezzar was, come on, somebody. When God revealed it to him, he got out there, amen, out there in the woods, in the wilderness. When God revealed it to him, he said, oh, my God. He saw that pride was the issue. Come on, verse 16. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the what? Same thing. We ain't going to get finished today. I'm going to quit. Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk as ye have us for an what? Example. For many walk of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. He's saying there are people who walk with God that don't walk with God any longer, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind what? That's why I teach you not to mind earthly things. I'm not talking about being so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good, but I'm saying not to mind earthly things. You know what I'm talking about? Fleshly things. Thing that unlock. Remember I told you last week that Jesus didn't condemn sin, but he condemned it to a location. He condemned it to the flesh. So carnality unlocks your desire for sin. You see what I'm saying? And the enemy, so the enemy throws hordes of images that cater to your carnality so he can keep you with a desire for sin. You can't win in that place. Somebody got to come get you. You can win if you stay out of the wrong neighborhood. But if you go in there, somebody got to come get you out. Spiritually speaking. Is that right? I'm finna quit. He says, amen. Amen. That for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. I want us to look at this. Give me the, I really want to see this in the Amplified. Give me verse 18 and 19 in the Amplified. And then we're going to quit. There was one more element. We'll get to that Wednesday night. The Lord said the same. For there are many of whom I have only told you and now tell you even with tears, who live as enemies of the cross of Christ, rejecting and opposing his way of salvation. You know what did this? Constantly tending to the flesh after hearing the voice of God over and over again. Constantly tending to the flesh. The flesh is nothing to play with. Whose fate is destruction, whose God is their belly. It's not talking about the type of food you like to eat. It's talking about the appetites in your life. Their worldly appetite, their sensuality, their vanity. And whose glory is in their what? Shame. Elder Karen has started doing a read of the book of Revelation. Amen. The book of Revelation tells you it's a future book, but it tells you about, amen, things that are coming, things that are coming on the earth. And then it tells you in that book, don't add and don't take away from the words of this book. So study that book, look at that book, and read that book, amen, very cautiously. Because it said, don't add to and don't take away. Don't be careless down in there. Now watch this now. God will, and I'm through. I'm not even going back over here. I'm not through, but I'm just quitting. Because I know your time is valuable. God told us, don't add, don't subtract. So God's math says, don't add, don't subtract, but we can divide. Rightly dividing the word of, don't put your own stuff in there. Just make sure you know what is for, who is for, and how it's going to be applied. Don't jump to conclusions. Do not jump to conclusions. You know, oh Lord, making her whole, and also God for healing Jonathan's knee, making him every whit whole by the power of the blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers 1-888-201-5313.